Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. And we would like to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless you. We want to open you to this open heaven on tonight. Amen, Jesus, where the blessings are flowing. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight because we know that it is here, amen, that the Lord has commanded a blessing. So we thank God for you tonight. Thank God for each of you coming out. We bless God, amen, that you've taken this time, this opportunity to come and be with us here on this first day of February. I tell you, people of God, this year is already full swing. We're into the second month of the year already. And I'm telling you, time is flying. So listen, anything that you're doing, amen, anything that you're going to do for the Lord, listen, people of God, now is the time to get in a hurry. Now is the time to get in a hurry and be about the Father's business. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, we thank God for each of you for coming out to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. People of God, listen, we encourage you to get your pen, to get your paper, to get ready to be blessed on tonight. Get ready to be blessed in a mighty way. Amen. We're grateful on tonight for all that the Lord has done. Truly, the Lord has done us well. And people of God, listen, we just want to let you know, go ahead and invite a couple of people to be with us on tonight. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. We have a special guest on tonight all the way from Nigeria, from the beautiful country of Nigeria. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight. Listen, you don't want to miss this night. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, for tonight. Truly, all things are possible. Do you believe that? All things are possible, and we know that they are. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God on tonight. Amen, for all that he is doing. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, each of you on tonight. Amen, for coming to be with us on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on this night. Amen. So we're thanking him. Amen, Jesus. Listen, just want to thank God for our leaders. Always take the time to thank God for our leaders. Always, always thanking the Lord on tonight for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking him. Amen. For it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And here we have come on tonight to bless his name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, each of you on tonight. God bless you. Just want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. On tonight, the late Apostle Dr. S.B. James. Glory to God who traveled throughout the whole earth. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Traveling, carrying this gospel. He definitely was a trailblazer. And here we are, people of God, listen, trying to advance the vision. Glory be to God. Amen. Trying to reach the lost at any cost. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for him, thanking him for my senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord for senior apostle Samuel Huggins James. Amen. Thanking him on tonight. Glory be to God for my bishop and pastor, Bishop K.A. Tina. We thank God on tonight for the women of God that stands by their sides. Amen. And we thank God on tonight for our Prayer News Network advisors, each and every one of them, their space and place, amen, that the Lord has called them to in this great outreach ministry. So we bless God for each and every one of them. Want to thank him for our prayer warriors, thank him for our scripture readers, and guess what, people of God, we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always coming to be a part of what the Lord is doing here on the Prayer News Network Global. We want to ask you, go ahead and invite someone to come, invite a couple of people to come. Take the time now to text a couple of people. Let them know PNN is on, PNN is live. And let them know that they need to be here on tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. We bless him for you, you, and you. We thank God for all of the awesome speakers that the Lord has brought to this network. We thank God for each and every one of them. Yes, we thank God from all over the world. We bless God, amen, Jesus, for truly the Lord is doing it. He's bringing us all together for this time and this purpose. So we bless God on tonight. We thank him on tonight again. Want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in and be with us on tonight. Listen, while you're doing that, go ahead and get your pen and your paper, get your pad, your phone, whatever you're going to use to take your notes, amen, because we want you to get those great takeaways, amen. So God bless you on tonight. God bless you again, each and every one of you. As always, again, we want to promote for you, people of God, to go ahead and invite someone to be with you on tonight, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, for our listeners that are listening by way of Facebook, we thank God for you. We thank God for you that are listening by way of the Prayer News Network Global blog. We thank God for you, for those of you that are listening via the internet. However you are listening, however you're tuning in, people of God, we have great love for you, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite people to come. Listen, people of God, we're not about pushing numbers, but we want to push, amen, Jesus, salvation. We want to push Jesus on tonight, and we want as many people as possible always to come on and be a part of this broadcast on tonight. We're grateful. Amen, Jesus. Just got our report recently, amen, where we were reaching 80 countries. Now we are at 100 countries, and we thank God for you. Whatever country you're listening from, wherever you're listening from, amen, we realize that we're crossing time zones. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for whatever time you're tuning in to the Prayer News Network Global. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. We're going to go ahead and move forward with our program on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Listen, we are like 8 hours. Our speaker tonight coming to us from the beautiful country of Nigeria there, people of God. So we're not going to waste a lot of time. We want to go ahead and get him up. Amen, Jesus, because he's like 8 hours ahead of us, amen. So it is well into the night, amen. So perhaps the next time we can, glory to God, change our programming to better be able to accommodate, amen. But tonight, people of God, we would like to ask you to go ahead and bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. And tonight, people of God, amen, even as our theme on tonight, all things are possible. Amen. And this we believe, amen, truly, all things are possible. Glory be to God. So we would that you go ahead and bring your hearts, go ahead and bring your minds in on tonight. We're going to sanctify the line. Glory be to God. Amen. As I stated, we're going to move quickly as possible. Then we're going to ask our PNN advisor if she would come with our scripture reading for tonight. Glory be to God. And then we're going to give space for our platform for our speaker to come on. Amen. At the words. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would bring your hearts and minds in on tonight again. Amen. If you've already made space, made time for, if you've made space and made time, amen, Jesus, for, glory to God, your hearing so that you can hear what thus saith the Lord unto you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Just a song of praise. Glory to God, as we sanctify the line, the song says, if you only believe, if you only believe, that if you only believe, if you only believe, if you only believe, that all things are possible, if you only, only believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. People of God, if you would, bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. As we go into the presence of the Lord, we believe tonight that the Lord has commanded a blessing in this place. We believe on tonight that whatever you need, God's got it on tonight. We believe, God, for the impossible on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we come tonight to sanctify the line. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, bringing our hearts and our minds in on tonight. Glory be to God that the Lord's will be done. Amen. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we bless you this night. We bless you, O God, for this is a day that you've made. We do rejoice, and we're glad in it on tonight. Father, we thank you on tonight for your goodness. Thanking you on tonight for your mercies toward each and every one of us. Father, we thank you on tonight, glory to God, for each and every one that have assembled themselves in this place. We thank you, glory to God, for we would believe and we know, O God, that it is truly a divine appointment. We're thanking you tonight for those that have heeded the cause, for those that, oh, glory to God, will come to this broadcast and be blessed, for those that will come, glory to God, to these living waters. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will look upon this line this night. Glory to God, as we're coming with uplifted hands, as we're coming with uplifted hearts on tonight, Father, we ask thee, oh God, to let thy will be done. Let thy will be done, oh God, in the midst of us, we pray. Thy will and thy will alone, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to do what you will. Do what your will on these lines, oh God. Do what you will in the hearts of your people. And for this we thank you. Glory to God, for we know that all every good and perfect gift comes from you. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. And we thank you tonight, oh God, for you've given us access that we can come before your throne of grace on tonight. But Father, we're asking you tonight to look upon us, your people. We're asking you, oh God, to forgive us of every sin. Forgive us on tonight, oh God, in any way that we've transgressed. We're asking you tonight, glory to God, that you will forgive us, oh God. Pardon our iniquities on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, give us clean hands and a pure heart before you. In the precious name of Jesus, oh God, that our sin might not stand between us and thee. Father, we're asking you on tonight to cleanse us and purge us on tonight. Sanctify us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to cause the coals, oh God, the coals of fire, oh God, from your throne to rest upon each and every one of us. Sanctify us and purge us on tonight, that our thoughts would come before you pure, that our praise would come before you pure. We're asking you on tonight, glory be to God. We're asking you on tonight to make us ready. Make us ready for this worship experience on tonight. Make us ready on tonight. Glory be to God. We're asking you tonight to heal, oh glory. We're asking that you are set free on tonight. Heal bodies on tonight. Heal minds on tonight. Heal souls on tonight. Glory to God. On tonight, glory to God, we're asking that you would quicken someone's spirit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, let us not leave this line the same, oh God, but we're asking that you, oh glory to God, to embrace us, your people. Do what you will on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. Someone is coming, glory to God, needing a closer walk with thee. Someone is coming on tonight, oh God, with what seemingly is an impossible situation. But Father, we know tonight that all things with you, oh God, all things are possible. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you would touch bodies on tonight. Heal, glory to God, beyond these lines. Heal on tonight, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking that you will heal. Go into the hospitals on tonight. Heal, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you tonight, glory be to God. Father, for you are our Jehovah Jireh. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to meet needs. You are our provider. We're asking you on tonight, for you are our Jehovah Shammah. We're asking you on tonight, oh glory to God, for you're always with us. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for your promises unto us. For you promise that you never leave us, nor would you forsake us. And we thank you tonight. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God, for you are our Jehovah Makadish. You do sanctify. You do purge. You do make us ready, oh God, even unto the day of redemption. Father, make us ready. Make us a ready people, oh God. You've called us, oh God, a royal priesthood. Father, make us, oh God. Bring us, oh God, into your excellency. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight, Father, for you are our peace. We're thanking you for being our peace, Father. We thank you, oh God, for you're not the author of confusion, but we thank you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight, oh God. Cause your peace to rest upon your people. Cause your peace to rest upon, yeah, God, to call under arrest the spirit of confusion. Your peace on tonight. Your peace on tonight, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you on tonight for making us, oh God, your righteousness, oh God, for you've called us to be trees of righteousness. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight, oh God. Let our praise be pure unto thee in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you on tonight, for you're our covering. You're our banner. You're our Jehovah Nisi. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for keeping us from dangers seen and unseen. We thank you tonight. We glorify you, oh glory. God, we tonight, glory to God, and we come tonight, we come assemble in this place. Father, we're asking that you meet needs. We're asking you on tonight to do what you will all over the land, from nation to nation, from state to state, from town to town, village to village. Father, we're asking that you do what you will on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Do what you will, for you're our El Shaddai. Father, you're more than enough. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honorable sabbath. Whoa, God, yasa. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory for doing it for our brothers, for doing it for our sisters, for doing it for our families. Oh, God, for doing it for your people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We honor you tonight. Oh, glory be to God. We honor you this night in the precious name of Jesus. Each and every listening ear, we're thanking you on tonight for what you've already done, for you've established the end before the beginning. And we thank you. Hey, Shada. Whoa, higher, higher, higher. We thank you tonight. We glorify you, O God. Again, we say, have your way in this place. And we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We would forbid on tonight every interference. We forbid on tonight any retaliation. We forbid on tonight. God, we forbid on tonight, O God, every interference, O God, but cause our ears to hear, O God, cause us to hear with clarity your word unto your people. Send forth your word now, we pray. Father, we're asking that you would bless the speaker, bless the man of God, bless and strengthen. We bless you on tonight, O God, for your word. We say, have your way on tonight. Have your way in the midst of us. Do what you will. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. We do pray, Father, for this is our prayer unto thee in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Ha. Hide us, O God. Hide us behind your precious cross. And for this, we thank you. We praise you in that precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Every heart on tonight, amen. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. We do bless God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to ask our scripture reader, amen, if she would, amen, come forth. We're going to ask Minister Ali Booker on tonight if she would come with our scripture reading. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, woman of God, Minister Bradley. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
God bless you. God
bless you.
You.
Bless you. God bless each and every one of y'all tonight. To my leaders, to your leaders tonight, God bless you. God bless you. Bless the speaker tonight. And God bless PNN and all those that fellowship and also God bless your families in Jesus' name. We thank and we praise God for his word tonight. Scripture reading coming from 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 through 5. Reading says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again. Had begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to inherit incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. May God add a blessing to the readers of the word, but God bless those that read it and keep it his word in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Ali. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. Listen, amen, Jesus, as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on to be with you on tonight. Truly, there's a blessing, amen, Jesus, on the line tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. Listen, go out there on that Facebook page again. Invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus, that the PNN is growing, expanding. Amen. The Lord is expanding our borders. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, listen, realizing the time, the difference in the time zone, we're going to go ahead and get our speaker up on tonight. People of God, this man of God comes to us, amen, by way of Nigeria. Amen, Jesus. I think his logo's Nigeria. Amen, Jesus. But he comes to us, amen, Jesus, from the beautiful country of Africa. Amen, Jesus. He is the president of Africa Unity International Fellowship. He is the pastor of Grace Chapel. Amen. Among a whole lot of other things. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. But tonight he is God's speaker. He's God's messenger for this hour. We're so grateful to have met acquaintance with the man of God. Amen. Glory be to God. By way of spirit, glory to God, the Lord, amen, brought the PN in before him in spirit. Amen, Jesus. And we begin to talk and conversate. Amen, Jesus. And I feel like I've been knowing him for a very, very long time. Amen. Glory to God. I just believe, amen, just that kindred spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God on tonight. We are traveling over to Africa. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, people, God, isn't that a beautiful thing? Amen. It's a beautiful thing what the Lord is doing on this line. Amen. So we thank God on tonight, people of God, again, traveling over to Nigeria. Glory be to God. We're grateful to introduce unto you Apostle Dr. Nsakka Ntung on tonight. Man of God, if you would, press *6, and you have the platform. God bless you.
Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Have you ever, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to you from the nation of Nigeria, one of the blessed and beautiful nations in the world. Thank you so much for inviting me, Evangelist Braley. You are such a phenomenal woman of God that has the strength of a man to do great things in the kingdom. I celebrate grace. I love what we are doing in the kingdom, and I want to let you know that I am the partaker and to partner with you to bring the gospel across the nation through this airwave. It's a privilege and a privilege to be around the men of God. I want to salute the senior apostle Higgins on the line and other bishops on the line and other senior pastors that are on the line today. It's a privilege to be a speaker today, but I would like to sit to hear Father speak, but tonight it's a privilege to me to be a speaker. Please, if you can hear me, just let me know. You are hearing me clear. I don't want to know that I'm speaking. You are hearing me speaking. Am I clear? Are you hearing me, Evangelist? Really? Am I clear?
I am hearing you clear, but it sounds like there's a little wind in your speaker. Not sure, but we are hearing you clear.
All right. Pardon me. Well, I am actually on my prayer mountain. Pray right now. No, it's midnight here. So I'm praying because it's a prayer meeting. I have to take time to pray. I'll pray for the past 1 hour for this meeting. I want us to enjoy God today. Thank you so much once again for being in this meeting tonight. We give God praise. I know that God is about to do something unique in this great meeting. God is about to touch life. God is about to heal the sick. God is about to restore destiny. God is about to save the lost. God is about to do mighty things, bring breakthrough. Because we are in a season, very serious season in the time, in the history, that God is about to do what he is able to do and do it well. I want to take my scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that he said that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Before I begin to read on the word, I want to understand that today is a very special day in the history, that today is the first day of the month over there in the U.S. and the second month of the 2023. That means God is about to take somebody from the back to the front. If you look at that, practically in the scripture, you will see that in Numbers chapter 1, verse 1, Numbers chapter 1, verse 1, if you can permit me to quickly read that scripture to show you what God is about to do today, because our gathering is prophetic. Let me quickly read Numbers chapter 1, verse 1, so you can see that there's something that's about to happen in somebody's life today. Permit me to read Numbers chapter 1, verse 1, for you to show you what the Lord is about to do in this great gathering. Let me read it. And he said, the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting on the first day of the second month. Look at that. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they came out of the land of Egypt. And the land of Egypt, in the land of Egypt. So the Lord spoke to Moses to speak to people on the first day of the second month, that means the first day of the February in Egypt. Look at this. God is about to do something in this line that will make bring an history and give somebody a testimony. Why? Because I said at the beginning that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We understand very clear that in the scripture in Exodus, the Bible says the children of Israel was in captivity for 400 years. They were slavery in Egypt. They were under bondage. They were in pains, in penury. They were in hard labor. They were crying to God. But I hear God say, I should tell somebody here, wherever you are placed under subjection or slavery, you are coming out this evening in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond your imagination. God is able to change what looked like slavery to release. God is about to do something in somebody's life that's going to change your destiny, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I love what Evangelist Bailey mentioned when he was praying. He said, if you can only believe, oh my goodness, what you need tonight is only believe that God is still alive to do miracles in your life. God is still alive to do mighty things in your life. Why am I so convinced that God is the same yesterday? The Bible says in the book of John chapter 5, that Jesus was moving and he decided to stop at the pool of Bethsaida. And when he get to the pool of Bethsaida, he met one man there. He was there for 28 years in the pool, believing God for healing. And when Jesus stopped by there to speak to him, he said to Jesus, I had no man to help me. But Jesus said to him, hey, I don't want you to speak about that, because I am the life and the resurrection. Rise up and carry your bed and go. God is still in the healing business. I don't care what you are going through in life. I don't care whether you are doctor, say you are sick. I don't care whether you have been prescribed of any deadly disease or infirmity. I hear God say tonight that your healing is sure. If you can believe, to them that believe, they will receive their miracles and they're going to receive their healing. Why? Because in the Luke chapter 1, verse 37, for with God all things are possible. For with God all things are possible. What is impossible in the life of man is possible in the life of God, in the hand of God. How can you share this? A man was in the pool for 38 years, but Jesus said to him, you believe that anytime the angel comes to the pool to stir the water, you are healed. But I came today to change the narrative. I came to change the protocol. Carry your bed and go home. He that was sick for 38 years, pick his bed and begin to go home. God healed him. God changed his story. I kind of prophesy to somebody in the airwaves that whatever is your challenge, maybe you are sick, you are healed tonight. In the body, you are healed tonight. In your blood, you are healed tonight of that cancer. In the name of Jesus, I came tonight to show you that God is still in the business of touching life, in the business of healing men, in the business of restoring men. Whatever is the challenge, God is powerful to do that. The Israelites were in the captivity for 400 years. But a day came, God said to Moses, I've heard the cry of my people in the hand of the taskmaster. If you read down the book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 35 to 36, the Bible says, and God said to Moses, tell them to borrow from Egypt what they can, because it's time for Exodus, it's time to leave. Tell them to borrow. And they went ahead to borrow from Egypt, borrow gold, borrow silver, borrow clothes, because their time of restoration were at hand. And they went out of Egypt, getting out what they have been suffering for years. I declare and decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that in this meeting, God shall give you restoration. What you have lost for years, lost for time past, you have lost a business, lost health, lost rest, love, sleep, whatever you have lost, and you are listening to me on this line tonight, you're going to be restored in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I know that God is still in the business of restoration. God is still in the business of healing. He healed the man that was in the pool for 38 years. He restored Israel out of their labor, out of their slavery, and give them a hope, give them a new life. So tonight, and this morning or afternoon over there, I hear God say, I will do a new thing. I'm about to repeat what I've done in the past. Don't forget that in the book of Exodus, God was able to open the Red Sea, and the children of Pass under a dry land in the Red Sea. Why the same Red Sea destroyed the Pharaoh? I came to announce to somebody that listened to me tonight that God is about to do a new thing. He's opening doors for you in your business. He's opening doors for you in your ministry. Opening doors for you in your traveling. He's opening doors for you in the mission. Hear me very well. What I need you to do is just believe. Just believe. Just believe. If you can believe, you will see the miracle. If you can believe, you shall surely testify. If you can believe tonight, you will see God doing mighty things in your life and your ministry. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. So I want to quickly let somebody understand very clear here that the essence of why we are here in this Zoom line, in this meeting, is to tell you that all things are possible. For with God, all things are possible. Now listen to this. Look and hear me from the U.S. God is still able to heal people from COVID-19. I was speaking in a conference. A woman walked into the conference with a lungs in a brace and a breast cancer, and I was just preaching the word of God, and while she was listening to the word, she was fixing the heart to hear the word of God, and the cancer of the breast disappeared in the meeting. She was just healed. She got home and called the host and said to the host, oh my God, I've been healed of my cancer in the breast, and God healed. I don't know where you are listening for me, whether you are in this hospital bed right now, believing God for healing. God is touching you right now, because the right hand of God is power. God so loves you. He wants you to have good health. Hear me. There's nothing God cannot do. Nothing. 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 In the life of Lazarus, Lazarus was dead for 4 days. 4 days in the book of John, 4 days. Martha got a call to Jesus that your friend is dead. He did not respond. Oh, I feel like preaching here. He didn't respond. And the second day, he did not respond. The third day, he did not respond. And the fourth day, Jesus said to the disciple, let's go and wake him. He's sleeping. My goodness. Let's go and wake him. He's sleeping. At the fourth day of Lazarus' day, Jesus speak and said, let's go and wake him. He's sleeping. And when he went to the house of Lazarus, he met people that were crying. They were mourning in the house of Lazarus. And when he tried to speak to the sister, he said to him, you came late. You just came late. He has been buried. He said, where do you bury him? He said, No. Now he's stinky. I came to speak to somebody live there. Maybe you'll have loose hope in marriage, loose hope in business. Look like things are going turn around. Things are not working well for you. This is the season. Whatever was lost, whatever was dead, shall resurrect. God is about to give you a new hope, a new blessing, a new miracle, a new testimony in the name of Jesus. Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus and said, Father, thank you for hearing me always. And said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead for 4 good days was back to life. I want to let you know that what has been lost, what has been a serious issue in your marriage, in your life, in your business, in your job, in your children, or maybe somebody's listening to me, your child is having going through things with the legal things with the court. I hear God saying, I will settle that case right now in the name of Jesus. Why? Because for with God, all things are possible. We serve a God that raised the dead. We serve a God that healed the sick. We serve a God that deliver people out of bondage, out of any situation. I want to hear God speak to somebody tonight that God was the one that healed a woman with the issue of blood. She was bleeding for 18 years. She was in struggling, selling her house. She was in serious because he was getting money somewhere to get into her health. But the Bible says a day came there, she said to herself, if I could touch the master's garment, I will make whole. The Bible says she stepped out of the house and was pressing on Jesus. She was floating, she was bleeding, she was stinky. The Bible says, and a day came and she was trying to move her head. He said, if I could touch the master's garment, then he was pushing her head. And now when he get to where she was and stretched her hand and touched the hem of Jesus, garment. The Bible said, and the blood ceased, and the blood ceased, and the blood ceased, and the blood ceased. If you can believe tonight, if you can believe this afternoon, you can believe this morning, whatever is the time, if you can believe whatever is a long-standing problem shall be solved in the name of Jesus. Because believing will give you a miracle. Believing will strengthen your faith. God is in the business of doing miracle. God only wants to believe. If you can believe, you shall see the salvation. You shall see the deliverance. You shall see the miracle. You shall see the restoration. You shall see God doing mighty, 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 mighty things to God. Hallelujah. So God will do great things. Glory be to God. Because God is eager to do something. God is eager to touch. But God wants man to believe. One man to believe. I've been praying over this meeting. I've been praying right from the day I spoke with the evangelist really about this thing. I've been praying. He said to me, come, I'm going to use your word to transform destiny and life. I don't know who is listening to me in this meeting. Hear me very clear that this is a day, a new day for you, that God is about to change something in your life. There's somebody listening to me in this meeting, and their business is like he has to have a new boost, and finance is coming, restoration is coming, promotion is coming, listing is coming, increase is coming. If you can just believe that this, all things are possible, because God is about to open doors for you in your business. He said, I will make a way out of the no way. I will even bring out water, Yakabasha and Dalaba, in the desert and way out of the wilderness. So we serve a God and do new things in a new season. New things. So God is the same, still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now I want to ask you, what is your challenge? What is the problem that you think that is so heavy or is so big for God? There is nothing too big for God to do. God asked Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for me to do? And I want to ask somebody on the line tonight, is there anything too hard for God to do? Nothing. God is powerful. Hallelujah. God is the most powerful. He's ready to do something big, something great, something mighty in your life. Maybe you are in the hospital bed right now. Listen to me. And the doctor has given you a verdict that you will not survive. You're going to die. Listen to me. You will not die, but you'll live. They declare, well, Lord, in the land of living. Right now, I lift up my hand and declare that healing is coming to you right now in the name of Jesus. In the airwaves, speak healing right now. I speak healing into the airwaves in Africa. Speak into the U.S., into the Caribbean, to the Asia, to the Europe, wherever you're listening from the air, the 100 countries in the world. I speak healing right now to your home, healing to your children's life, healing to your marriage right now, healing to your ministry right now, healing to your pains in your body, every infection in your body, every infirmity in your body, I command them to get out in the name of Jesus. I give you injection and say, get out in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we have the power of God available right now to heal and to deliver. If you can believe. If you read down the Isaiah 53, that's what he said, to whom that believe, the arm of God shall be revealed. So you need to believe so you can see something mighty. The more you believe, the more God reveals bigger things to you. Now, my question is, how many of us are ready tonight to believe God for something bigger than what we know last week, last year? Because God wants to reveal himself to us as we believe. Mighty isn't going to happen. We serve a God that served the three Hebrew guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were facing a very creative situation. The king said, if you refuse to serve the God that we serve, the king discovered a new God and said, everyone should serve the God. And the three Hebrew guys said, no, O king, we cannot serve the God that cannot have eye, cannot see. We cannot serve the God that have man, cannot talk. Your God is not the God you want to serve. And they said to them, if you don't do that, we're going to push you to the fire. The Bible said, this guy believed God. They said, no, we cannot serve. See, when you believe God, you move by faith. When you believe God, God, miracle come. The Bible says, and the king ordered they should increase the fire so that if they refuse to believe God, believe to trust the God of the king, they're going to throw into the fire. The bad news there is, when they were thrown inside the fire killed those that threw them in. For suddenly, the Bible said, while they threw them in the fire, they were in the fire, and the fire did not burn them. And suddenly, the king said, we threw three men into the fire, now we saw for the fourth man. They believe God, and God come for them in the fire. If you can believe God, whatever is the challenge in your life, in your marriage, God will give you speed recovery. Blessings. God is about to do mighty things in your life this season. This year is a new day, is a new month, is a new year, is a season of lifting, is a season of growth, is a season of development, is a season of expansion, is a season of testimony, is a season of miracle, is a season God is about to do something. Just say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. We cannot fail to mention the lives of Joseph. Born from no home, born from nowhere, born not recognized, born and hated by the siblings and the brothers who hate him. But because of their hatred, God has decided to be a leader. He was able to go through things. I don't know what you are going through, but listen to me. Joseph go through hatred, go through rejection. He was put in the prison. He was lied upon and put in the pit, on the pit to the prison, to the Potiphar's house. But later, God had to exalt him and promote him and place him as a prime minister in the most powerful nation. Is that not so thrilling that God can do that? I see God taking you from where you are to the Marie Claire. God is taking you from where you are, from down to up. I see God doing something in somebody's life that's going to bring an unexplained testimony. Tonight I hear God said, I want to do something mighty in our midst. But what do we need to do? We got to believe. Therefore, with God, all things are possible. For God, you can get a new home. For God, you can get married. For God, the radio gonna cover the whole nation. But with God, you're gonna travel. But with God, you're gonna do something terrific and prolific in the kingdom. Just believe God. Maybe everybody's like, I'm broke. I lost everything last year. I lost everything during COVID-19. I had a word for you. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. The Bible says when the Lord turned the captivity of Jacob, it was like them that dream. It's not over yet. Maybe you have lost a lot of things while you were during the COVID-19. And you say, how can I recover? Hey, the Bible said that God, David said to God, can I pursue? God said to David, pursue, overtake, and recover God. And David pursued. Just not pursue, overtake, and recover all. You shall recover what you have lost. Just believe God for that. Believe God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond your imagination. Believe God that God said it, I believe it, and that's settled it. Believe God that once in my head, twice in my head, that all power belongs to God. Believe God. Let us believe God. Believe God. Believe God. That God is able to do mighty things. Oh, my God. I love God. God is about to do something unique, something mighty, something gracious in our life. Believe God. Believe God for your protection. In Psalm 91, verse 1, it said, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall be his Lord, my shield and my buckler. Some of us are not believing God for our protection. How do you reconcile Daniel was thrown into the lion's den? Daniel was thrown in Daniel 3, lion's den. But Daniel trusted the Lord and believed God while he was in lion's den, and lion became his friends. Lion did not eat him. Lion did not hurt him. Because Daniel trusts God, trusts that the God that be for him, when God be for you, no one can be against you. Daniel trust God in the Bible, trust God of the Word of God, that touched up my anointed and do my prophet no harm. You cannot believe God until you begin to know the power and the efficacy behind the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. You need to take it serious this year to read the Word of God, not just read the Word, but claim the Word, stand on the Word, let the Word become flesh in your life. The Word of God has the power. The king said, no one pray in, oh my God, I feel like preaching here. The king said, nobody pray in other name in this kingdom. But then they returned back to the house and opened the window, opened the door, and was still praying. And when he prayed, he was accused, and they brought him and took him to the lion's den. Now Daniel trusts God and believes God. God make him become lion to be his friends. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what you are going through right now. Maybe in your marriage, in your home, in your nation. But I hear God say, I will preserve you. So just believe God for preservation. Believe God for protection. But God will not allow you to see corruption. Will not allow you to go through things that you cannot go through. Just believe God. Oh God, all things are possible. We're going through a lot of things. We're going for crusade and devil was trying to destroy us, but we believe God, and the Lord step in and give us miracles, give us testimony, give us great testimony. And I know that tonight here, wherever you are, that God is about to take you, God is about to give you a miracle, God is about to give you something tangible. Just believe God. Believe it. Oh, I would not fail to mention the life of Jabez in 1 Chronicles. Jabez was born poor from a nobody home. But that Jabez believed God. He said that he should place his hand on his head and his vanish goes. And God looked at Jabez and God showed him mercy. And God blessed Jabez. And Jabez was in. He was born in sorrow. He had to end as a honorable. He was recognized and promoted. Look at this. When you trust God and believe God, God is going to promote you. God is going to lift you. God is going to take you high. Because who knows that trust upon the Lord, they are like Mount Zion. They shall not be moved. Oh my God, I just love that word there. Those that trust the Lord, they are like Mount Zion. They don't move. I know there's a lot of shaking right now around the world. Economically shaking. People are losing their job, losing their cars, losing their children, losing their mind. But if you lose your mind, don't lose God. If you lose your car, don't lose God. All other things can be replaced when you have God. Don't lose your mind and lose God. Have God and have everything. Of God, I came to tell today, to send somebody today. I don't know what you are going through. I'm going to encourage you today. Don't lose your mind. Don't get mad on God. God is still faithful. He's faithful. Just know that He's the God that opened the Red Sea. The Israelites was at the bound of the Red Sea in Exodus. They saw the Red Sea. They were promised to go to the Promised Land. And while they were in the Red Sea, they turned about. They saw Pharaoh coming with the horses. And they turned and said to Moses, what do we do? Moses said to them, the Egyptian you saw yesterday, he will not see them any longer. And they were very close. And Moses was there standing. God said, Moses, move forward, move forward. I want to speak to somebody here in this line. Move forward. Stop complaining. Move forward. Stop murmuring. Move forward. God is the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. What he did last year, he will do it again. God is still in the business of doing miracles. Move forward. Stop crying. Stop murmuring. Move forward. Believe him. And the Bible says, if you read the Bible, Amadal has a visual verse. The Bible says, if you read the Bible, you see that God was able to open the Red Sea for the children of Israel. And while they were going to the Red Sea, they were crossing the Red Sea, and the Egyptians run in with their horses, and with their riders, and with their missiles, and with their arsenal. And God has to fast forward, fast track Israelites out of the way. And the Bible says, and he destroyed Egyptians in the Red Sea. This is it. Whoever the enemy is their destiny, God shall destroy them this season. Believe that. There was not a God that do miracles, that opened the Red Sea, deliver the people, heal them, deliver them. And there was not a God that killed their enemies. The Egyptian you saw yesterday, you will see him no more. In 1 Samuel, we know the God that used little boy like David, the little boy, to drop a Goliath on the ground. Oh my God, I will not fail to speak about that. Because it's the same yesterday, today, forever. For with God, all things are possible. David was a little boy, and Goliath was an experienced military man that fought the battle. Even Saul was afraid of Goliath, but God has to use little David to bring Goliath down. Listen to this. If you can trust God, God will use you mightily. If you can trust God, your testimony is sure. If you can trust God, instead of believing God, something is going to be coming that people are going to ask, how did it happen? Just trust God. Bible says, and Goliath came in and asked Saul, is there anyone that can fight me in there? What is nobody? And David was there. And Goliath said to him, he said, no, he said, this young lad that's going to fight me, what an insult. But can I talk to somebody here? Goliath didn't know that David was small, but he had a big God. He was a small boy, had a big God. So you better have a big God. He that is in me, he's greater than every power of the darkness. Greater. So I do not know who I'm here for tonight in the airwave, in the radio, in the prayer line. But I want to encourage you that there's no challenge you're going through that God cannot solve. There's no challenge God cannot handle. Nothing. God is too faithful to fail you. He's too mighty to withdraw from you. He's too gracious to leave you behind. Because we need him. And Joseph, David stood. And God used David to deliver Israel out of the torment of Goliath. And the young boy used the stone and the slack to bring him down. That means God will use to do things that we're going to surprise. How did it happen? Just believe God. Just trust God. Just believe God. Just trust God. Some of us have trust in the doctor's report more than the mighty healing power of God. God heals. God still heals. I remember some years ago I was so sick and the doctor said, I'm going to die. But God healed me by his mighty hands. So since then I know that God heals. Live a life and believe that God can heal you, heal your marriage, heal your business, heal your ministry. Whatever you're going through, God has a special hand to touch you. Hallelujah. So we have a God that with all things are possible. All things are possible. I will not fail to mention Esther in the book of Esther chapter 3. A slave girl was able to become a queen because God can do anything. God, what is that possible? A slave king become a queen that take the decrees against the children of Israel. Why? Because God is able to do. Friends, please believe God tonight that God has the power, has the capacity, has the effrontery, has everything to change your situation. Don't die in your situation. Don't allow you to go through your mind. Don't allow you to lose your mind. Please know that God is so closer than your challenges. Believe God. Trust God. Oh, Shadalaba Nasratalayata. Rababa shakalabate la rosu rabaya. Believe God, believe God, believe God. Believe him, believe him, believe him. For doors are opening unto you. I suppose the special doors are opening unto you. But adversely the devil, whenever doors are opening, the enemy come against you. Stand in prayer. Stand resisting. They resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. Don't complain. Don't cry. Resist the devil with the word of God. Pray with that season and you're going to have a testimony. Hallelujah.
Believe we drop the man of God. Amen, Jesus. We're going to give him an opportunity to dial back in. Glory to God. There he is. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, man of God. You have the platform.
Yes,
yes.
Ragashanda Rabrakushakap, Ekshabaradabayagadayakap, Ekbaranda Rabadayap, Lekosha Parakosakap, Leprokosakap. When you can believe God, you're going to jack up your faith, because when you are bold like a lion, you can faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. If you can trust God, you're going to increase your faith. If you can trust God, you're going to be prayerful. If you can trust God, you're going to be like Mount Zion. To them that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall soar like an eagle. You need to believe God. That God is not a man that can lie, not a son of man that can repent. He said he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He said he's going to open the door. He's going to open the door. Why? Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Believe God. Believe God. There is nothing God cannot do. Nothing. Nothing. I just came tonight to encourage you. I don't know what you're going through. But believe God that the storm that you're going through has an end. Jesus was going to the other side with the disciples on the boat, and the Bible says suddenly he was sleeping in the boat, and the storm came. There was a rose of storm in the boat, and Peter ran to Jesus and said, "Hey, carry not that we perish." And when Jesus stood up, he rebuked the wind. Oh my God, be still. And the wind was a great calm. Let me tell you something tonight. Listen to me. From any country, listen to me. God is not far from you in the storm. He's in the storm with you. If you read Psalm 23, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He made me to lie down." But I'm not interested in it. He said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me." That means while you are in the storm, he's there with you. He's not far from you. Believe him. Trust him. So God can do anything. The storm was arising, but just stood and calmed the storm. And there was a great calm. The Bible says it was a great calm. And the disciples were flabbergasted. They were like, "Oh, who is this man that even the wind respect him, even the wind obey him?" Why? Because Jesus trusts that God could not allow him to lose his mind or die in the sea. Now, I want you to examine your faith, examine your life. What is the area you need to trust God? Trust God. I know inflation has rise right now. Things are going on everywhere right now. People are sick. People are dying. But let me tell you that you can believe God that you are going to hear the rumor of war, but it will not come close to you because of why? Because when you believe that God is your Messiah, God is your Jehovah Jireh, He's your provider, He's your protector, He's your preservation, He's your everything. When you acknowledge Him and trust and strong, you have a miracle. Anda da bashata da. Likabara do sakata ya. Elada bada bashanda. Evangelist Bradley, can everyone hear me? I'm trying to get myself. Hey, can everyone, are you hearing me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let us believe God. I hear God say, tell them to believe in me. Trust in me. He cannot leave you behind. He said, open the Red Sea. Open the blind eyes. The blind Bartimaeus was blind. In the Bible says in the book of Luke, and Joe was coming the way, he's called Son of Mercy, Son of David, have mercy on me. He stood by him. What can I do for you? I need my sight. Be healed. And he that was blind, eyes were opened. God opened his eyes. So he can open any business for you. He can open it up for you. If in case you are blind in the airway today, I command right now, healing right now. Eyes open in the name of Jesus. All things are possible. All things. With God. All things. But with men, all things are impossible. But I say, woe is a man that put trust on the fellow man. So we need to trust God. Trust God. Don't forget, I mentioned here that healing is possible. I mentioned here deliverance is possible. I mentioned here restoration is possible. I mentioned here that breakthrough is possible. I mentioned here that restoration is possible. And I mentioned to you again that salvation is possible. So God so loved the world and he gave his son, my God. For God so loved the world, John chapter 3:16. For God so loved the world and he gave his only son to die for us. That we may have life. For his son is alive everlasting. So in case you are listening to me in any country, you are not saved. You know that you should know that Jesus died for you to be saved. He died for you not to go to hell and accept him. When you don't have Jesus in your life, you have crisis. But if you have Christ, you have no crisis. So salvation is possible through Christ Jesus. He's a perfect gift given to us. That through him we should be able to receive salvation into our lives. And I want to speak to somebody here that said to me, I want this Jesus in my life. You cannot go far in life if you don't have Jesus. You cannot trust God if you don't have Jesus, because Jesus is a perfect gift to have in him, to you that can trust him, because he's the Son of God. He's the Word. He's the truth, the way, and the life. When you have him, you have the life. When you have to know the truth. And the truth shall set you free or make you free. Have Jesus. You know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Look at that. Ashadada paradayada. Ikadabashandadabada. So I want you to understand that healing is possible in Christ Jesus. Deliverance is possible in Christ Jesus. The man that was got in Gethsemane, that was full of demons. And Jesus cast out the demons from him. And it was delivered. And Jesus raised back Lazarus from dead, from the city of dead. Lose him and let it go. Everything is possible in Christ. So I would like you to know a few things as I begin to run up my word and pray for the sick. that you cannot trust God until you have word friendly. You need to spend time to read your Bible, because the faith coming by hearing the word of the Lord, the testimony you are hearing in the word of God, going on a jump of your faith to trust God more. God will always use men and use people to know your faith. So read the word of God, tell the word of God, and believe on the word of God. Then you're going to see miracles. You're going to believe him. And the second thing I'm going to mention to you, they're going to help you to grow in faith, is spending time to pray. Prayers. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 said, he said, call unto me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things you know not. So at this time and season in our life and destiny, prayer is a lifeline. Prayer is a necessity for survival. Please do your best to pray. Even though when you feel like praying, pray. Even though things are going the other way around, pray. Because prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Prayer changes things. Pray. I just thank God for this platform that prayer news global. It's time to pray. It's time to lift up warriors. It's time to call up warriors to stand the guard for the church. He said, I sought for a man to stand the guard, but I find none. I said, no, God, I'm here. I'm going to pray in the morning. I'm going to pray in the afternoon. I'm going to pray the night. As I speak to you right now, I'm in the mountain praying. Why? Because we need to pray. We need to stand the guard to pray for the church in America. Pray for the church in Africa. Pray for the church in the UK. Pray for the church in Asia, because the church is the light. The church is the light. Listen to this. The church is the light, and the devil don't want the light to shine, and the church is marching on, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. We need to stand in the gap and pray for the pastors, and pray for the bishop, pray for the men, pray for everyone in the church, that the church is show for God's glory, carry fire and evangelize the world, because the church is the light of the world, and the church is the salt of the earth. Prayers. And I'm going to mention this finally. We need to spend our time together to invest in kingdom expansion. To help in kingdom expansion. To win soul for Jesus. Every time you go for soul with and speak to people about Jesus, your faith increase. Your faith increase. So I want to really appreciate, encourage somebody here to make more time, more room to share to people about Jesus. Share about Jesus. Share. Do your best to share about Jesus. And you'll see your life transform. Lord, what I'm going to say again, I just want to drop this final to somebody before I pray. God, all things are possible, are very, very serious topic to deal with. If you read the Bible, you see the widow of Sarabite had an encounter with Elijah, and she had her only bread to eat and die with his child. And the man of God said, give me the bread to eat. And he said, no, I want to eat and die. And he said, no. Give me to eat. And she released the bread into the ministry, into the kingdom expansion. And the man of God released his word. And there was a transformation. There was a restoration. There was blessings in the family. I came to pray for somebody today that God will give you double for your shame. As God used, blessed Hannah that was barren, God opened her womb and gave her children. God will open up doors for you. God will bless you. God will restore you if you can believe. So I want to quickly say this before I pray. This is a platform that everyone has to join hands together, because this is a vehicle to reach out to 100 nations, to reach out to the souls of men. So you need to begin to do your best in sowing into the work of God, that the gospel shall be preached around the nations. It's a platform. Don't keep back. Look for what you can do in a time like this. Just trust God. Believe God. That God can use you to heal the sick. God can use you to support the gospel. God can use you to change this narrative. God can use you in any capacity. God can use you. He's looking for men and women to use. And I pray for somebody that God's going to use you. I'm going to use me to take the gospel to Asia, to India, to Dubai, to Oceania, to Bahamas, to Solomon Island, this place, Pakistan. They are calling people to come and preach the gospel, and we are sitting back in our couch and giving excuses. It's time to wake up. Friends, it's time to wake up. Ask the Lord to use you. Ask the Lord, what should I do for you? Bible says, and Saul was killing Christians and persecuting, and he had encountered the way to Damascus, and he said, Saul, why did you persecute me? And Paul responded back, he said, who are you, Lord? What shall I do for you? We should ask now, Lord, what shall I do? And God needs to raise warriors that are going to stand in the gap and pray for hours, pray in the secret place, fasting and pray for church, pray for the pastors, pray for a crusade, pray for outreaches, pray for revivals in nations. Oh, I feel the power of God. I feel the power of God in the wave. I feel the power of God right now. I feel the power of God right now. Mashallah, brata shata. I feel the power of God right now to heal and to deliver. I feel the power of God. I feel God's hands around right now. I feel God's power right now. I feel God's power right now. Maybe somebody is having a heart problem, having a problem in the womb right now. I declare right now healing in the name of Jesus. I feel the God touching that pain right now in your womb, in your chest area. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now. Maybe having a situation right now that the doctor is going through it right now. Declare right now that report is canceled. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Maybe you are asking, I've been backsliding. I want to get my life back to Christ. I decree and declare right now restoration of life and destiny, restoration of your spiritual life. You know, you really care. God is calling you back. Let the prodigal son return. He's the one to use you. To them that believe, they overcome. You cannot overcome once you believe. You are believing God to make you overcome challenges. Overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of a testimony. Revelation 11. We overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of a testimony. So I want to put it across you now. What do you overcome? How do you overcome? Are you strong enough to believe that God's name, the name of Jesus, is a strong tower, is powerful enough, and the blood of Jesus is a weapon to overcome the devil? You need to know that. For God, all things are possible. For God, all things are possible. Oh God, all things. I remember, let me just share this testimony. When I was a young boy, my mom told me that the doctor said that I cannot survive the pregnancy. They need to terminate my life. And my mom said, the doctor said, hey, you don't have a strength to carry this baby. You need to destroy the pregnancy. You not die. And the my mom said, let us pray. And the doctor said, no. You can't survive with the pregnancy. But my mom believed on God. There is a God that can change things. And here I am today. I was delivered at 9 months. Now I'm a preacher. Come on, hallelujah. Do you know that if you can believe God, you're going to have a miracle? But they that believe, they shall have testimonies. You need to believe God. Don't allow the economic to decide your life. Don't allow what you see in the media or the CNN to decide your life. Trust in God. Trust in God. God is the creator of the universe. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He's with you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He's with you. Hallelujah. He's with you. He's He's with you. He's with you. God is not far from you. He sees your challenges. He sees your cry. He sees your pain. He sees your affliction. Just lift up your hand and say to him, Lord, help me. He will help you. Why? Because God is a loving God. He's a lovable God. He loves you. He just loves you. He loves you. He loves me. He loves the sinner. He loves everyone. That's why he has to be there for you. He loves you. Cry out to him. Call him. Let the blessed be you. Help me, Lord. And if you can do that, you will see God doing mighty things, new things in your life. So please, if you had any challenge, health challenge right now, I'm gonna pray for the sick. Just lay your hand there right now. As I pray for you right now, I declare right now, Lord, every problem in the blood, problems disappear in the name of Jesus. Lungs problem disappear in the name of Jesus. Issues in the brain disappear in the name of Jesus. I command that he was wounded for a transgression. God is upon him. By strikes, you are healed right now. I command infirmity to get disappear in your life. Every pain, every wound, every confusion in your life, I rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is struggling with addiction, listen to me right now. It's your time now. Know that God loves you. Just lift up your hand and say, Jesus, help me. If you are struggling with addiction, just lift your hand and say, Jesus, help me, help me, help me, help me. If you are struggling with addiction, just lift your hand and say, Lord, help me, help me, help me. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to give you a miracle. He wants to break through. If you are suffering from addiction in the line, just lift your hand and say, Father, help me. He's about to help you. I will not fail to let you know that, hey, that is a new thing is happening right now. Just believe God. For all things are possible through him. He created the world. He formed the world with the spoken word. God said, let it be light. And there was light. Look, come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at that. He said, let it be light. And there was light. God did not create the world. He spoke the word to exist. So why can't you believe that? For his word to speak to you that it's a new dawn, it's a new season, it's a new year, but it's about to change your life. Just believe his word. Believe his spoken. Believe his messengers. Believe that God cannot let you down. God is too gracious to fail. God is too powerful to rely upon. God is too gracious. And I believe that someone in the line is blessed. Is blessed. Is blessed. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. That somebody has been asking questions. Is God existing? Yes, God exists. You are challenged. Don't stop God from loving you. He loves you more. Just keep stretching. Just keep believing. And faith lost, and Job lost everything. He was still holding on to God. And God restored Job, restored his life, restored his family, restored his wealth. Please don't give up. God is about to change your life, about to change your situation. Don't give up. Hang on there. Hold on to God. Hold on to his promises, to his word, to his promises. And you see life changing. You're going to have a testimony. Some of Israel were in the dark time, but God has to open the Red Sea for him to pass. I see God doing mighty things. God's been doing great things in your life this year in the name of Jesus. Evangelist Bradley, can everyone hear me, please? I'm trying to find out. Am I here clearly over there?
Yes. Do you want me to unmute the total line?
Yes,
please.
Yes. Okay.
All participants are unmuted.
Libra kushada barada yadadas. Libra kandada bashata. Libra kushaka baba. What I would like everyone to do, let us pray in the Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Let us pray for like 1-2 minutes. Let us pray for 2 minutes. Just stay on revival in the city, revival in the city, your city, revival in your family right now. Let us pray. Shaka babara da shanta, liku bababa shaka da barasa, liku braku shaka da, lika rabada ya da basa, libraku shaka, lika bakada bara da bayaka da, embraku shaka, inka babara kudu, lebraku shaka, ika baba, inka da bakosa, lebraka da ba, labraka da ba, press. In the prayer, Ika Baba Bayada, Lebrekede, Ika Baba Ranuza, Eka Baba Bayad, Embrakada, Lebagada, Trust God for Jesus, pray, Ika Baba Baraka, Lebrekede. That's why we are gathered here to pray.
Pray for Africa, pray for Middle East, pray for Africa,
in the name of Jesus, thank you. Glory to God.
God is about to shift you to a new level, a new height. Game on, Magne. God is about to shift you to a new height. New season for you. New season, new blessings is coming your way. Game on, Magne. God is about to shift you. You are in a new season right now. God is shifting you, taking you to a place that you're going to see God do mighty things in your life, mighty things in your life. Lebroku shakada, lebraka da baba, leko shaka, tahatala, tatala, tatala ashi, likabaru shaka, embabarutu, leksebrekede. What you have lost in the time past is restored right now in the name of Jesus. I hear restoration in hype and recovery in the name of Jesus. Leke braka da badaka, eshabrako de, leka da bayaka, ebraka badaba, leka bakurata, embarakata, ebraka da lakodo. Hetty glee, radasokudo. This is your season of promotion and lifting in Kababa. Whatever has been like a confusion fighting you, the Lord shall fight what fights you and give you victory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name Ragaba Shada, Ragaba Bukra. Book a child, Ebrukoseke. Open heaven is your portion. Open heaven is your portion. The heaven is opening right now for you. Lepakada. God will direct your path on what to do. Heaven is opening right now. In the name of Jesus. Kadagadara. Lebrakadagada. Rekete preke. Ragayagada. Jila rabarabaya shanda. Thank you, Father. My God. Senator Bia, Lagadaba Shatalana, Legade Busha, Legade Lord, reach out your hand right now and touch your breath, touch your chest, touch your wound. Anama Shakada, Legade, whatever has been arrangement for you to spend money. Oh my God, I saw a medical case right now that is canceled in the name of Jesus. You will be healed right now. God will strengthen you. God will use you. God will use you for his glory in the name of Jesus. You will not regret that God is in a season of unending testimony in the name of Jesus. Born child. Glory to God. You are gifted. Do more for the kingdom. You are gifted in the name of Jesus. La ka 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 ka. Lebroko says. Jackson woman. Yaksuruben manda bashaka leke brekete rashokata ragada jebrekete ragadaya 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 eshadabadabada jadabadabasaka Yaksuruben leke debe lakabadaba lifting keep holding your God tight, keep doing what you are doing. Doors is opening, lifting is coming in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Mashaka Baba. Mashaka Baba. Raga Shakada. Reke Paka. Ragada Baba. Ragada. And I will advise her that you show this broadcast as the Lord is leading. Lord is taking this broadcast to nation. It's a duty to key in the principle of giving to God and see God taking you from glory to glory. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
to
God.
God is about to release glory, woman of God. Oh, my God. Evangelist Brandley, God is about to release it. God will arrange you to enter another realm of His grace. He's going to see the glory of God in higher dimension right now in the name of.
Thank you, sir. You did it. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, to God. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Bahusha. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I believe we lost the man of God. Yes, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. While we wait for the man of God to come back, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. I would that you would open up your mouth and give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise for what he's done. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise for your blessing tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices. Amen. Take your phones off of mute. Glory to God. And let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices on tonight. Come on and lift those voices on tonight and give God praise. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift them on tonight. Come on and lift them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for what God has done. All things are possible. Glory to God. All things are possible tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And if you believe it on tonight, amen. If you believe it on tonight, glory to God. You may have been facing an impossible situation. Glory to God. But the word of God comes to us tonight. Amen. To remind us that all things are possible on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices. Amen. Take those phones off of mute. Amen. And let's give the Lord a praise. Glory to God. Let's give the Lord a praise. Let's give him a ba-ba-ba-say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give him a praise on tonight. Let's give him a praise on tonight. Let's give him a praise on tonight. Glory be to God. Let's give him a praise on tonight. Hallelujah. God. Come on. Let's give him a praise on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's give him a praise. Let's give him a praise on tonight. Glory be to Yeshua. Glory to God. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Let's praise him on tonight for what he's done. Let's praise him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving. Glory to God. We give him praise. With thanksgiving. Hallelujah. For this word on tonight. Glory to God. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody on this line is believing God for the impossible. Somebody is believing on tonight. Glory to God. And this word on tonight comes to stir us. Amen. To stir our faith. This word on tonight, glory to God, comes to quicken us. Glory to God. Letting us know, glory to God, that he's still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank him. We bless him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We glorify God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We glorify him. Amen on tonight. Amen. Not just for ourselves, but for others on tonight. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Hey. Ah, yes, God. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen. Because he is still a miracle worker. He is still a miracle worker. He is still a miracle worker. Thank glory you. To God. And if we take him, glory to God, by his word, glory to God, that he has delivered on tonight by his servant, glory to God, we shall see miracles. There shall be testimonies that shall come forth. There shall be testimonies. Oh, God. Oh, glory to God. Will it be you? Hallelujah. Will it be you on tonight? Will it be you on tonight, glory to God, that shall receive of the Lord to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe our speaker, amen, is back on the line tonight. God bless you, man of God. You have the platform.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Evangelist Brindley, for inviting me. Thank you for this great privilege to share the word of God. Thank you so much. And I would like you to let people know that I love all of you and pray for everyone. And I would like to get the testimony online because I know that God is releasing something mega to people's life. A blessing is coming. God is touching life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that I come to the line. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
If anyone want to share prayer, I would like to say a word of prayer. And let people so into the ministry, into your cash, get a cash up, so into it, because that's going to change their life, financially, narrative, in the name of Jesus. Anyone that needs a special prayer, should open up the mic, that I can pray for the person. I've done with my preaching, so I can pray for the person for special prayer, please, if there's any need.
Amen. Anyone tonight desires special prayer? Glory to God. Amen. Just take your phone off mute. The lines are open. Glory to God. God bless you. Go ahead, callers.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. God bless you, man of God. I thank and praise God for the word tonight. I'm asking for prayer concerning my eyes. I'm having some pain and some dizziness in my eye and some foggy, like I'm seeing the blurry light, and I'm requesting prayer also for my brother who's having a bad state, and he went to the emergency room and he refused to stay at the hospital. They said he had a bad infection in his name is Norman. Thank you.
Can you help me tell me what she was saying? Could you hear very well?
Yes, she is asking for prayer. She's having problems in her eyes. Her vision is blurry, and it's causing her to have dizziness in her eyes. So she's praying and believing God on tonight. For her vision, for her sight. She's also asking for prayer for her brother who went to the hospital. He has infection in his, I think she said, in his jaw. His name is Norman, and she's asking for prayer for him as well on tonight.
Okay, that's okay. Can she lay her hand on her eyes now and pray for her in the name of Jesus?
Yes.
But I take authority over the partial blindness, the problem of the eyes right now. I don't care what the doctor is calling the it right now, but I ask that you are the healer, that the eyes be healed right now completely. In the name of Jesus. Right now, I take authority over foul spirit, every partial blindness, any work of the enemy on your eye right now. I take authority now in the name of Jesus. Be free right now, be healed in your eyes. In the name of Jesus. And I lift up the life of Norman to you right now. Lord, whatever is the case, let it be a settled case right now. Heal the mind, heal the body, and give them a testimony in the name of Jesus. Your eyes is healed. I lay my hand on my eye right now. I declare your eye healed right now in the name of Jesus. Check your eye. Check it right now. Check it. Check it right now. Check it right now. Check it right now. Check it. Check your eyes. Check it right now. Check it. Do what you're going to do. Check it right now. In the name, I take authority over the eye problem right now. In the name, in the retina, inside, wherever the problem is right now, I command it right now.
Yes, God.
Go in the name of Jesus. Be healed.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Check your eye. Yeah, check your yeah. eye. Check your eye. To whom that believe the arm of God revealed. Check your eye. Check your guy. God is in the business of healing. God is in the business of bringing miracles. He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle God worker. Check your eye. Check your eye, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
God, Baba Ruta. Check your eye. Check it, check it, check it, check it. Check your eye. Release Norman right now. Testimony of your family. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Mama, Master, Talabarabaya. Please check your eye. Any other person, please?
Linda, can you... Evangelist, can you check your eyes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Barely, barely. What you said? Check your eyes.
Eyes.
Check the eye. I'm praying for you. Want to know what is going on there? What's he saying?
I do feel the pain.
Could you say that again, Evangeline?
I do feel the pain going away. The pain.
She said the pain is going away.
The pain is going away.
Praise
the pain
God.
Is gone. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's done permanent in the name of Jesus. No more return in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Minister Ali,
please,
can you hear me?
I'm hearing a lot of clay here.
Looks like we may be disconnected. You and myself. You, me and you, Apostle.
Oh, okay.
Hi, good evening.
Right. Praise the Lord.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Apostle. Hi, how are you doing? This is Alona.
Alona, how are you? God bless you. I'm fine. God bless you. God bless you.
Glory
to God. Yeah.
Yes. I was just asking for prayer. So I have a nonprofit event, and my nonprofit is for, of course, you know, I'm in ministry, but this specific nonprofit is for single parents and forsaken children. And ever since the first day that I had wrote down the date and everything since last year of when I was going to have the first event for the single parents in the community. And the first day that I did it, and I did a flyer for the event, and I began to post the flyer. The first day I did that, the first day I had an attack, like I was sleeping, and I just felt this enormous attack, and I just heard a spirit kept telling me not to go forth with it. And it was so tormenting in my sleep that when I arose from it, I had to shake my head and begin to pray because I've never experienced that before. But I know where it's coming from and why. But it just kept saying while I was in my sleep to not go forward with it, and it kept just bringing all these different types of things in my thought, in my psyche while I was sleeping, and it was so severe. So I continued, which is going to happen this month. But I can tell you it's like everything, something is just always trying to stampede against it because I know the enemy does not like restoration of homes. And that's what this is all about. It's mainly saving single parents and children that were, you know, forsaken or abandoned or abused. And when I first started out to go forward with the event, just everything just started shut and everything I asked just been turned down, but I just kept going. Now we're here into February. Two things have came up already, like out of nowhere. Like I'm like, and one of them has to do with something else and the other. So I'm just asking for you to intercede. I mean, I have everything in place. I have all the speakers and stuff for the single parents, and it's a free event. It's not something where, because God said not to charge people, because what he's trying to do. And I'm just asking you for prayer. I cannot tell you how many times I've had to draw back and sit. Every time I'm attempting to do things, I'll start to do it, and I have to take a step back just to breathe and pray because the intensity of the spirit against it is very intense. I haven't brought this to no one until tonight about it. So I'm just asking for prayer.
God be the glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you believe that your project is going to be successful?
Yes, I do. Yes.
You believe? Go ahead and continue to the project. No more limitation. No more limitation. He that is in you.
Yes.
Better than he that is in the world. He that is in you,
yes,
is greater. You are carrying a fire inside you. You are carrying a fire inside you. You are carrying,
yes,
a fire inside you. A lion cannot be afraid of a rat, so you carry a scenario in you. So go ahead and do what God has called you to do. Your backup is with you. Don't be afraid.
Yes.
Be bold as a lion right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. That project will be done in the name of Jesus. No more cancellation, no more postponement.
Yes.
In the name,
hallelujah,
of Jesus. Right now, receive grace, receive power, receive glory. Right now,
yes,
to finish the course. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke fear now. In the name,
yes,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Go.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Put your hand on your head and say, I'm free in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Yahweh.
You are free from fears right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are free from fear right now.
I'm free from fear.
Go,
hallelujah,
forward. Go forward. Go and be a fruit,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. You cannot,
hallelujah,
have a plan of a meeting, an Irish meeting in the city or in the place then you stop doing it. No, that's the devil. Come on, right now, in the name of Jesus. Fear, go in Jesus' name.
Fear, go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Go ahead and launch us. Go ahead and launch us. It's your time.
Yes.
My God. Glory to Jesus. It is settled.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
All right,
any other person? Evangelist, have you put your cash up on the line?
Anyone tonight? Anyone tonight? Glory to God, that would like to sow into the ministry, you can certainly do so by Cash App, and the Cash App address is $GiftOfPrayer. Again, that's $GiftOfPrayer if you would like to sow into the ministry on tonight. Again, that's $GiftOfPrayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. $GiftOfPrayer.
No.
Amen, Jesus. Anyone else, Bill, anyone else that would like to have prayer on tonight, amen, Jesus, you can do so. Glory be to God at this time. Amen. Anyone else? Blinds
shut
are
up.
Open your mute, open your phone, take it off mute on tonight, and come forth, amen, with your prayer request. Amen. Amen. While they're thinking about it, man of God, I do have two prayer requests, amen, for a man of God on tonight. A man of God on tonight. We just want to cover on tonight Prophet Virgil Postel. Want to keep him covered in prayer on tonight. Glory be to God. And as well, would like to pray for Pastor Gertrude Allen on tonight. Amen, Jesus. The two gifts to the church, would like to lift them in prayer on tonight, if you would. Prophet versus
Baba, Father, I lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. I lift the prophet up right now in the name of Jesus.
God.
Every agenda of hell be terminated now in the name of Jesus. Every plot from hell.
Yeah.
Every plot attack from hell. Rakabada Shata. Rakadebergada. Peace be destroyed. The Lord frustrated the tokens of the liars and make diviners mad. The Lord frustrated the tokens of liars and make their enterprise of the effects elaborate. Every agenda of hell against the prophet right now. I cancel in the name of Jesus. He will not stand. He will not stand. We cancel the plan of the enemy. Over his life, you know, give him new grace, new mercy, new favor in the name of Jesus. I lift up the pastor in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that grace to move on, grace to start a walk, grace to bounce down, grace to serve the Lord. It's a new has done for him. It's a new assignment that God has released for him to do. But the enemy has told that, but we declare and decree he must fulfill it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Release them right now. Into the atmosphere for a new dawn, for a safety, for blessing, in the name of Jesus. God is fighting their battles right now, in the name of Jesus. Any other person, please? Any other person? Evangelist.
Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Special prayer request. Anyone? Any prayer request on tonight? Amen. Take your phone off of mute. The lines are open, and make your request known on tonight.
All right.
Amen. Amen. You're okay. We're okay. We're okay. Amen.
All right.
Glory to God. No one else tonight? Amen. Special prayer request. Anyone else? Anyone else? We don't want to leave anyone out. Glory to God on tonight. Certainly come forth. Amen, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. If there's no one else on tonight, we do give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I just received a prayer request by phone. Amen, Jesus, man of God. If you would lift up Prophetess Jones on tonight. If you would lift up Prophetess Jones on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Her husband passed about a year ago. Amen, Jesus. And this is her one-year anniversary. Amen, Jesus. And it's a little difficult for her. So would like for you to lift her up before the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, if you would. And again, that's Prophetess Jones.
Oh, Father, thank you for Prophetess Jones. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for so far you have been with her. I ask in the name of Jesus that this season is the season of victory, victory, victory for her.
Yes, God.
Victory, victory on all sides. Victory on all sides. Victory on all sides. Victory on all sides in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
there's victory upon her right now. In the name of Jesus. Laka Baba Santa Lava.
Yes,
victory, 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 victory at all sides in the name of Jesus. It is done, established in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight would like prayer? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And again, if there's anyone that would like to sow into the ministry on tonight, you can certainly send any funds to the Cash App. Cash App address is $GiftOfPrayer. Again, that's the $GiftOfPrayer. Amen. If you would like to sow into the ministry, you can do so. Amen. Again, that's $GiftOfPrayer on tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Again, we give God thanks and praise on tonight. People of God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Man of God, we just want to thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you. Thank you, glory to God. We realize it's way, way, way in the wee hours of the morning over there. Thank you for your sacrifice to come and be on the PNN with us. Amen, Jesus. Perhaps the next time we can, amen, try to get you on a weekend so that we can change and adjust our schedules. But we thank God for your sacrifice, man of God. Thank you. Thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Again, we appreciate you. Anytime. We would love for you to come back. Amen, Jesus, as we know that you're over a council of fellowships over there. Amen. So we are looking forward to what God is doing in this hour through the fellowship of the nation of Nigeria as well as other countries or other nations that you're over there. Amen. So, again, we thank God for you. Glory be to God. We bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. We do pray that you would certainly come back and be with us again as your time allows. So at this time, we just want to lift you up in prayer on tonight. Glory to God. We're asking all hearts, amen, towards the apostle on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight for all that you've done. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for open heaven. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for this divine connection in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for the greater, amen, that is within the inside. We thank you tonight. We thank you for what you've done. We're thanking you tonight for the release of blessings. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for, glory to God, all the word that has come forth. We bless you on tonight, glory to God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless on tonight. Bless your servant on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless his going out, bless his coming in from this time forth and forevermore. We're asking on tonight, oh, glory to God, that you will yet open doors unto him. We thank you tonight for what you're doing. We'll thank you, oh God, glory. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God. Say, glabasaye. Eh, sadarabaha. Woohiyama, say, glosamba. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. We bless you for what you've done. We're thanking you, oh God, for the work that you've begun in this life. We're thanking you tonight for your covering. Thank you for your blood covering. We're thanking you for your fire, the fire of your anointing, oh God, that you cover him wherever he goes in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for the work that you've begun on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for ordered steps on this night. We bless you. We praise you. We're asking, oh God, that you will bless this ministry. We're asking, oh God, that you will bless his family. We're blessed. Thank you tonight, oh God, for giving him yet, oh God, his heart's desire. We thank you tonight, oh God, for everything that he has need of. We're thanking you for meeting every need and every desire. And Father, we bless you tonight. We're asking that you will cover and shield him. Cover and shield him, everything that concerns him. We're asking, glory be to God, everything, oh God, that's laid upon the altar of his heart. We're thanking you for answers tonight. We glorify you now, Master, in that precious name. Jesus, cover him, keep him, hide him behind your precious cross. We do pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. We bless God again, people of God, on tonight. We thank you for your time. We thank you for your attention. Amen. Again, we thank God for this new fellowship, this new relationship that the Lord has established here with, amen, the man of God. Amen, Jesus. We're just grateful, Apostle. Again, we thank God for you. Thank you for coming. Again, thank you for your time and your attentiveness to the needs of the people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And again, people of God, we just want to let you know, if you would like to sow, amen, into the ministry, amen, Jesus, certainly on tonight, the Cash App address is $GiftOfPrayer, $GiftOfPrayer. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus, and man of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you that you can have final words and pray for the dismissal of the line on tonight. God bless you. We love you, Apostle. You have the platform.
Thank you so much, Evangelism, Brett Branley. Thank you so much. I really have a short words to appreciate you for what you've done. The kingdom, you have been a phenomenal work over there. May the Lord strengthen you. And I ask that you keep stretching, keep your faith strong. And he that begin a good work in your life, we're going to finish it. You know, glad that work is ahead. And I want everyone to know that the miracles are started. You know, just grab your miracle and start claiming it. It's happening right away in the name of Jesus. Please make sure you share your testimony with us and return back to the line and let's see what God is doing. I love you all. Love all of you from Nigeria, from Africa. Looking forward to meet one day because I know that BNN is coming to Nigeria very soon to be established. God bless you. God bless
you.
Do your best. Do your best to sow into this move. Every time God wants to bless you, he gives you opportunity to sow. Sow into the cash app that you have received because your life is not transformed. Remember, when that was borrowing, was owing, believed Elisha, and there was a turnaround of all wealth in his our family. Do it and see God change your life in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. People, got one more thing. We do want to let you know you can receive a copy of tonight's broad tonight, 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Or you can text us on tonight, and that's 912-257-3918, or you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Amen. We'll get this broadcast to you as quickly as possible. God bless you tonight, and we thank God for you. Amen. And as the man of God has said, don't forget, amen, Jesus, Cash App on tonight if you would like to sow, and that is $GiftOfPrayer, $GiftOfPrayer. Amen. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. God bless you. Man of God, you close us out. Amen. Benediction on tonight.
All right, but we just share the grace and fellowship, the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. In Jesus' name, you are blessed, you are highly protected, you are highly defended, you are highly lifted. God is taking you to new realms in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. That does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Again, we thank God for you. Thank you for your time and your attention. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.